Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. The president and first lady were in Atlanta today speaking at the National Prescription Drug and Heroin Abuse Summit. GPB's Robert Jemison was there.
President Trump provided an update on what his administration has done to address opioid abuse since declaring a public health emergency in 2017. He touted more access to the overdose reversal drug naloxone and highlighted the coordinated effort between the White House and Congress. The president also talked about the importance of border security to stop drugs from entering the country, prescription take-back programs, and increased funding for medication-assisted treatment programs. He received a standing ovation when he talked about the role faith community plays in battling the opioid crisis.
Critical to this effort is my administration's strong support for faith-based initiative. America is a nation that believes in the power of prayer and the strength of fellowship. And we believe in the grace of God.
With 130 Americans dying each day from drug overdoses, the president said that his administration has secured $6 billion in new funding to help fight the epidemic over the next 2 years. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jemison in Atlanta.
Governor Brian Kemp is taking to the skies to spread his claim that he's kept his campaign promises during his first 100 days in office. GPB's Stephen Fowler was there at an airport in DeKalb County today.
Before taking off for Macon, Kemp ticked off a list of accomplishments the state legislature got passed during this year's session.
A teacher's pay raise, keeping our kids safe when they're at school, you know, doing something about health care, not just talking about doing it, but actually accomplishing something.
Part of this year's updated budget includes $69 million in school safety grants, and the Patients First Act allows the state to seek waivers to the Medicaid program to potentially insure more Georgians. One campaign promise that still needs his signature is a bill that would give Georgia the toughest abortion laws in the country. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler, DeKalb Peachtree Airport.
And Atlanta is officially on the clock once again for another major sporting event. As GPB's Ross Charles reports, this time it's the NCAA Men's Final Four.
April 2020 will mark the fifth time Atlanta hosts the Final Four. And just like the Super Bowl, the city receives the baton from Minneapolis. Dan Gavitt is the NCAA's vice president of basketball. Speaking at the logo unveiling in December, Gavitt complimented the city's previous hosting of the games, the last which came in 2013.
Each one of them has been highly successful. The venue is spectacular. And then the city of Atlanta itself, it's just a world-class city that offers an incredible experience for the student-athletes, coaches, and fans that will attend.
Those final games of the college basketball season will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.